The following is an Art Scroll audio excerpt adapted from the book Loving Kindness by the legendary Torah sage, the Chofetz Chaim. These short audio segments provide a Torah perspective on how we can all improve the world and ourselves through chesed, acts of genuine kindness. In the words of the Chofetz Chaim, acts of chesed are the physical manifestations of Ahavas Yisrael, love of our fellow man. They are what transform lip service concern for others' welfare into real service to others. On its face, the Torah's directive to love your fellow as yourself might seem like an impossible demand. Every human being knows that it is nearly impossible to force oneself to feel love. By performing acts of chesed, of kindness, however, one fulfills the mitzvah. Rav Dessler explains that giving is the very basis of love. The Hebrew word for love, ahava, comes from the root word hav, which means give. But the connection is more than etymological. It's a deeply felt reality in human relations. The more one invests oneself in another person, the more one comes to love that person. The ultimate example of this principle is the parent-child relationship. No relationship calls for a higher level of giving, and no love is as pure as that of a parent for a child. As a person continues to perform acts of chesed, he gradually strengthens his capacity for love. He learns to look outward toward the rest of the world, see the needs that are there, and be the one to respond. Ahavas Yisrael expresses itself through chesed, and acts of chesed in turn nurture the constant growth of Ahavas Yisrael within a person's heart. Giving is a key to a fulfilling life. Through the Torah's concept of chesed, we come to understand that this sense of fulfillment springs from the soul's joy in expressing its godliness. Chesed feels good. Countless people have risen from despair all the way to true happiness by thrusting themselves into the role of giver, even as they waded through their own great personal challenges. The act of giving fortifies the person who is struggling, allowing him to access the light that lies within him, even as the darkness surrounds him. Beyond the benefits to the individual, chesed is the generator of powerful protective merit for the Jewish people. The years during which the Chofetz Chaim wrote Ahavas Chesed were times of great travail for the Jews. World War I had taken a terrible toll, and the unfathomable nightmare of World War II awaited in the wings. The Chofetz Chaim urged his generation and every generation onward to gather under the protective shelter of chesed to weather history's storms. The Torah instructs us that when strict justice is raining down from heaven, we have the power to mitigate its force by showing compassion to each other, for our compassion draws God's compassion. A simple allegory elucidates the dynamics at work. War is raging across Europe, and Jewish children are being led like lambs to the slaughter. There is one possibility of escape for Reuven's 10-year-old son, a secret transport that will bring him to Sweden, where a non-Jewish family will keep him safe. Reuven looks at the innocence and fear on his son's face, the face he has kissed, the eyes he has dried, the hair he has tousled. He sees his son's spindly arms and legs and wonders if they'll serve him through all the dangers that lie ahead. But there is no choice. The child must be sent forth into danger. How would Reuven feel if he knew that as soon as his son left his embrace, he would be guided and helped every step of the way by a kind-hearted man who took pity on the child? His gratitude would know no bounds. He would do anything within his power to reward this man's kindness. God is our Father, and the pure souls he sends into this world are his children. Each soul is dispatched into our flawed and dangerous world to complete its own unique mission. God cherishes those who help his children in their time of need. When they, in turn, arrive at their time of need, God responds with overflowing mercy and compassion, protecting them just as they protected his children.
You've been listening to inspirational thoughts from the book Loving Kindness by the Torah sage, the Chofetz Chaim. To order your own copy of this classic work, please click on the image of the book cover shown here on the audio archive page. To order by phone, please call Art Scroll Masorah Publications at 1-800-MASORAH. That's 1-800-637-6724. Be sure to use the order code LK when ordering by phone.